live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Kian, Johnny, Michael, and Shane. Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
It's Lucian's half birthday, and I want to give him a big surprise. I baked the cake full of almonds to give it to him. Oh, Lucian.
Oh, hello, Kian. How are you today?
I got you.
Oh. What did you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. This may be a preordained case.
It's all over my face.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop it, Lucian. I'll just mousy along and have a nice half birthday, alright? Alright. Goodbye.
Welcome to the first ever episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show, recorded on a plane. We're flying over our beautiful homeland. We can see the houses and the people as if they were houses and people. That's how small they are.
I had a really shitty idea for like a novel slash film slash story where there's a dude and you know how, so you see a tree over there, but if you put a gap in your fingers, the tree actually looks really small because it's far away. Like, it's one of the basic rules of human existence that that is the case. But there's this one guy, our character, and he sees everything as if it were, like, to scale, as if it was, like, right in front of him.
Yeah.
So he's, like, standing here, and he can see those houses are, like, right here.
Yes.
But that tree is also right here, and everything's right here. And as he walks forward, he, like, stumbles blindly, because he can't even see where he's
and
going.
And everything suddenly appears in front of him.
Yeah. But we give him a headache. And also wouldn't provide for much good storytelling, so... but anyway, it is my half-birthday today. Happy half-birthday to me. And, well, that's it. We're going
to
start off...
Half-birthday, if you care to sing Patch, the happy birthday song.
We're going to start off... yes, you go. Happy birthday. I love how they still have a poster up for Grudge Match. That film has been on in weeks. No, what it is it's happy birthday to... Wait, how many lines did happy birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So it's...
Two.
Happy
birthday
to... That's it. That's the song. Shouldn't it be happy day two? Or happy day you? Happy day you. Happy day you. Happy birthday to you. I do every second syllable. Happy birthday to you. So it's happy day you. Happy day you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy day you.
Yeah, happy day you. Happy day you.
No, but that sounds like, as well.
Sounds like a foreign language.
Happy birthday you. Because happy birthday cut in half, then to you cut in half. So happy birthday.
Yeah, okay.
It works better.
But it's time for this week's hashtag of the week. This week's hashtag of the week is Russian war films. So we've got the Putz Locker. Putin? The Putz Locker. We've got Bridge on the River. Can you name a Russian river for me?
Ob.
Ob?
Ob.
The bridge on the river Ob.
the battleship Putinankim.
Okay.
Potemkin. Potemkin.
Well, the problem is that Battleship Potemkin is genuinely a Russian war film.
But still.
We're trying to put Russian words into American ones.
Okay, fine. Citizen...
So, Citizen Kane is not a war film.
Citizen Khrushchev.
Okay, it doesn't matter. That's not important. Citizen Khrushchev. It's a political film.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then there's, Really, if I knew, like, if I could speak a couple of words of Russian, I'd be able to just come up with some good, like...
Apocalypse Nova.
Yeah. The homosexual hunter. No, that doesn't work, because it doesn't sound like the deer hunter. I'm just thinking of Vietnam films now, and, but if it doesn't sound like the deer hunter, if it's just the something hunter, it has to be the deer... The deer something or I don't know. I'm bad at coming up with puns unless I have a Russian dictionary in front of me. If only I had a Russian dictionary. I have an Irish dictionary built into my phone, but not a Russian one. damn it.
How do you not know the Black Panther movement?
Oh my god, they're all... Black Panther movement.
No, the Black Panther is not...
Black Panther movement.
Black Panther is the name of a Marvel superhero, so...
You know who the Black Panther movement were?
Yes, but the Black Panther is also the name of a Marvel superhero.
John's a complete black nationalist.
I know, yeah.
John, you're racist.
John is racist?
Yeah. Black nationalism is racist.
Yes.
It's no. The racism of the racistly oppressed.
Yeah. What's that over there, that weird, like, cone thing? Don't you love it when the county council or whoever build electricity pylons or mobile phone masts and try and disguise them as trees? Have you ever seen one? There's one over by Barnard Woods. It's like this giant, like, vertical stick, and it has, like, some branches glued onto it with super glue. And they go, that is a tree.
Little cardboard bird.
Yeah, and we go, what kind? And the bird goes, every hour.
And there's a little beep. But it actually breaks, so it just, it's electric noise.
You go, what kind of tree is that, mommy? She goes, that's an electricity tree. Oh, God, so stupid. I think we're so stupid. And they're right. No one notices.
Yeah.
You know, they're building a giant little on the corner of Ian Road.
Mm-hmm. What? Really?
Yeah. So, you know, so you got the Western Distributor Roads here. Yeah. And then you have Ballymoney Road.
Yeah.
Now, in the corner of the Ballymoney Road, there's like a little field with some... There's a field, yeah? They're building a giant Lidl there. It's going to be built by the end of next year. Or something. It's going to have an off-license. It's going to have a news agent. Basically, I'm going to have to walk for 4 minutes to get the shopping for the week. It's pathetic. I'm going to get no exercise ever again.
They're taking away the field. What are they going to do with the horses? Will I kill them?
Yeah. or else they'll put them down in Rosheen. And they'll just get, like, they'll get their bones sticking out of their fucking thighs.
The field should be preserved.
But aren't you glad they're building a giant supermarket down the road from your house?
It'll be made a national park.
It's exactly halfway between our houses. We can meet there all the time. It'll be so much fun. Because I can't wait to still be living in Galway in 2 years from now. It'll look like that one.
Oh boy, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Or even worse, that one.
Oh boy.
I haven't been in that one in 10 years.
I mean, that's going to be the real place where you can go and, you know, think about your suicidal nature and get depressed.
I genuinely haven't been in there in 10 years. I have absolutely no memory of what it's like.
It's really funny. You're probably lucky.
I haven't been in the West Side. I went to the West Side one once in my car.
The West Side.
West Side. Oh, what's in there? Giant wheels. That's where they make all the wheels. Oh dear. I don't think we were supposed to see that. A technical issue meant that the students saw something that they weren't supposed to.
The drone comes and bombs the plane.
Yeah. I was watching one of these award shows the other day. It was like some minor film award show. And he was like, oh, the first time ever, all of tonight's awards will be delivered by drone. This giant drone comes in on the... Oh my goodness. Madra. A giant drone comes into the room with... It's carrying a little envelope and it just goes like completely insane and starts bashing the guy.
Yeah, no.
He goes, what are you doing? What?
Have you ever been in that graveyard?
Have I ever been in a graveyard?
That graveyard.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. Is that the same one that you can access from kind of the start of the Loch Tally Road? No, it's not, is it?
Probably.
Well, because like when you
that is, yeah, that is Loch Tally.
There's the Radisson Hotel. Yeah, but I think it's too close. Because there's the Radisson Hotel, there's Loch Tally Road. At the very start of Loch Tally, just after the Radisson, there's a graveyard. I think that's a different one.
All right.
Yeah, I've been to that one at like late at night. I don't know why I was there. Well, it wasn't late, it was like 6 o'clock, but it was dark and it was cold and it was scary, and many years ago.
But I haven't been in that one.
So since we're on a plane, there may be a terrorist attack.
Oh, boy.
Who should we get to
Which one are you, the terrorist?
I hope there's an air marshal on this plane, like Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Connor.
That's good. Yeah. Connor looks like the terrorist.
The innocuous figure sitting listening.
Let's get John to be the terrorist. I'm going to pause this.
Joke.
Okay, well, it turns out there are no terrorists on this plane. Happy days, OVA. Okay. Look, snowy mountains. Aren't they so pretty?
Oh boy.
Below the plane.
Hey, there's a nuclear fusion plant.
Oh, yeah.
And a big statue.
Oh, look, there's area. There's Area 51.
Well, yeah.
Ling nong.
This is the captain speaking, pilot speaking. You're on board this flight 423 from Gary to New York. I'd like to remind you that food and drink will be available on the flight very soon. And that you may not switch on your electronic device.
Yay, they put the billboard back up. I think that deserves a round of applause. They put the billboard down during the storms, and I became very sad because I'm quite well attached to that billboard.
It's one of the nicest ones in Bali.
Yeah. And now it's back, so I'm happy. And there's the cinema, where I'm going later to see the Grand Budapest Hotel, which I'm so excited about. It's my number two most...
There's nothing on it. Oh, there is. He's putting up some butter.
The Grand Budapest Hotel is my number two most anticipated film of 2014. You know, James and Johnny... Oh, James and Min now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, James and Johnny were planning to walk in from GMIT to town later. And I said, that's very odd.
Why isn't James... No, it's not really. Why isn't James in?
Because he's been watching this.
So how did you know he was planning?
Oh, they were planning it yesterday, but then James was like, oh, well, I might not come in. And in the end, he didn't, so now Johnny has to go back to school, basically. Yeah.
It's not that fun.
Well, I would never do it. I just thought it's not a nice walk. Like, it's a horrible walk.
No, it's not.
I mean, I've walked in from the eye a bunch of times, and that's not very nice.
It's nicer to walk than walking the car out of town.
Yeah. What I do quite like is walking from the eye down by, like, Prospect Hill and stuff. You go up that road that we just came down.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. And then you go down Prospect Hill towards Elsewhere. That's where we walk when we go out there. I like that one.
Not much to see.
Yeah. Well, it's a side of town I would never otherwise go to, so.
Well, you see it on the bus to Dublin if you haven't picked up.
Yeah.
You never go to Dublin now.
No, I don't. I was there last week.
Oh, so good.
I got the bus to Dublin 2 weeks ago, and I saw it then. I was going to say, I love how the two big university, well, not universities, but big, you know, third level places in Galway both have hospitals opposite them. It says a lot. The Bonsacle. I've never been in the Bonsacle.
In the what?
I've never been in the Bonsacle.
I went in there to get a heart scan, and I saw my heart beat live.
That is really terrifying.
It's actually,
well, you know what? It's not, because at least you saw your heart beating. You didn't see it not beating. Yeah. Okay, I just heard Joel saying Freddie Murphy. I think it's time to go. Thank you.
They gave me a badge.
I'm not going anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. We're joined now by Johnny. Johnny, could you tell us about this project?
Nope, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
We've got a can here with Lucozade on it. Is that paid product placement? Are they paying you?
Yep.
Oh my god, where's
how,
it going?
How much have they paid you?
Look, it's flying.
Oh my god, we're here watching a giant... What is that? Is that a helicopter?
It's a hexacopter.
Why aren't I filming
this? It's a hexacopter.
I need sunglasses, actually.
Oh my god, it looks so tiny. It's so fragile.
There's a mini helicopter with a can attached to it, which is flying miles above our heads.
It's 200 meters.
200 meters above our heads.
It's not miles. It's not miles.
Is that 200 meters?
I don't know. It's very exciting news. And there's balloons also. We're here. It's a big, exciting press event. There's lots of photographers and reporters here.
Imagine it comes down and gets much, much bigger and it's a giant insect.
You think you think this will be on the 6-1 News?
Nah.
You think it might be, will it be on News Today?
Nah.
It has to be on one of them.
It's quite windy.
There are cameramen here, so they're either from 6-1 News, News Today, or TG Car, or TV3. TV3, no, TV3 don't come to Galway.
TG Car, probably.
Yeah, it might be. TG Car, I was in TG Car a couple weeks ago.
That way they probably get eight.
I think it's going that way. The parachute, the little parachute man is coming down. Let's hope he doesn't die.
It's going off the road.
Shit. Where is he going?
Road.
Don't shout that loudly.
Oh no!
We have landed.
but it's landed on the road. Someone's gonna kill someone. Did it land in the garden? It looked like the road to me.
It went in the garden.
I'm a bad judge of proportions. Oh, geez, the helicopter is up on the building now. There's a little helicopter that's flying over all the cars on this busy road.
There's the birds.
Yeah, it's, oh my god, the birds are all flying towards us. They're gonna pick out our eyes. Help! This is the best half birthday ever.
Are you filming this?
No, I'm not. I'm doing an audio recording because that's so logical. I love the fact that while this is all going on, I'm doing an audio recording instead of filming.
I need to see if I can
miss. Kian, don't leave me.
You should dance?
Just put my phone inside the can and see if we can record it from Jimmy and Luke show. That would be the best episode ever. You just hear all of these birds and these cars and stuff, and then suddenly splashes in water. Wouldn't that be hilarious? That would be OMG hilarious.
My god, that was amazing!
Michael, I love you, Michael. We should call you Uncle Michael.
Sure. Uncle Michael's bedtime story.
Uncle of TY,
is he? If it comes down, I have many uncles.
Uncle Michael.
I'm going to name them all.
Dance up in Europe.
Patrick, William, Owen, Aiden, Kevin, Colin, Declan. Is that all my uncles?
That is two and that is three.
Is that all my
uncles? We can see
each other. Is that all my uncles?
That is
the Do I have another uncle? That's all my uncles right there. That's all my uncles. Oh my god, Kian! It's right up there! It's going to kill us. Maybe you can hear the helicopter. Shh! Be quiet, everyone. Shh. See if you can hear the helicopter.
Shh.
I know it's filming us right now. It was like the thing we saw in the class, the thing on the island with all the crabs and stuff. And they had the thing flow over the island, yeah. It's like that. It's so cool having the camera. Okay, it's gonna land now on top of someone's car. Wait for it. We should run over to it and like interview it.
Smash it.
Like they're gonna do with the Amazon drones. When that Amazon Air thing starts, Amazon Prime Air, kids are gonna start bringing out their bats and just smashing it to bits and putting it up on Vine.
The eagle has landed. Retreat. The eagle has landed. The helicopter's landed.
DJ's just gonna die someday trying to scare Lucy.
Exactly, and it's all gonna be my fault. That's why I don't want DJ. But DJ, the biggest problem.
Trying to prove to him that you're okay.
These are my two fears. A, I don't want to see DJ die in front of me because it'll traumatize me for life. And B, I don't want DJ to die because they're trying to prove something to me or trying to scare me. Those are my two issues.
They're trying to prove you'd blame yourself.
I have to interview DJ on the Jimmy Luke show.
The fishing rods. The fishing balloons.
Yes, they do. The fishing balloons.
That's actually very, very brilliant.
Just JL. We don't use an N. It's just JL. JL100. You should download the 100th episode. We'd love it. You're on it. Oh god, he's doing a panorama or something. Okay. Yeah. I want to interview DJ in a minute.
No. Yeah, this is
Sean's family. Okay, Kian. Oh my god, it's near.
That's what we're all looking at.
Send your love. Oh shit.
If it was on fire, I'd be running screaming. I wouldn't be looking up at it in shock.
Michael!
Where is it?
I don't know. Okay,
how far is the gas?
I look after him, I'm
not
close right here anyway.
Is DJ have to be sitting on the wall? DJ, come down here, I want to interview you. I win. I want to interview you for my podcast. We're joined now by DJ, the star of Beware the Horror Ghost. DJ, could you like to tell us about your character? He's a very very detailed, in-depth, emotive character. How did you feel about portraying...
For informative purposes, DJ is kind of lying sideways in a wall.
Yeah. How do you feel about playing this character who has so much depth?
He's such Michael's a, just holding the he's thing. He's strong have a program that they need to put on it, but it's not on it yet.
Oh, right. Huh, DJ? Huh?
Yeah. There isn't really much depth into him. I mean, only in about two scenes.
He's such a.
What are you talking about?
What about the line? Why are there so many doorknobs?
Why are there so many doorknobs?
Oh yeah.
Did you improvise that line or did I come up with it? I feel like I did.
No,
Vinny did.
Yeah, he walked in and was just like, "Why are there so many doorknobs?" Like it was an actual question.
There was just doorknobs on the. On the thing. And I think that was. Like, I think put them on the floor, and I was like, "Yeah." And I'll see how many.
No, it was Keane's idea to put them on the floor. Yeah.
No, someone just.
This is my only input into the film.
Someone just walked in and was like, "Where are there so many doorknobs?"
You're in the film. You keep forgetting that, Keane.
No,
you're in it.
I only have like two parts. In it.
Yes, but even if you weren't down as a director, I think pretty much the entire cast of the film is right here, actually.
Yeah.
Did Vinny edit it the way he was supposed to?
No.
I was thinking.
He was supposed to put in the scene
at the bus stop. He wasn't supposed to put in that stupid...
Oh, yeah, that bus stop scene was not
the color, the colored bars.
But it was actually much
Elise's facial contortions, I think, are stupid.
Yeah.
And the Jesus bit. Apart from that, it was funny.
Oh, Jesus!
I think he did a good job editing. Oh, no, the Jesus bit would be... The OG is
That was
fine.
Brilliant.
No, I think he did a good job.
It's actually hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's very, very funny.
It is hilarious. There's just like two things he could have changed which made it better. Like taking out the facial contortions and putting in the scene at the bus stop.
Yeah.
I know, but the bus stop scene would have kind of taken away from the total effect.
I know, but it makes the story make more sense. Otherwise, it's just a cascade.
It doesn't really make much sense.
Oh, geez, Keane, we're lucky we didn't get those pink jumpers.
Oh, I want those pink jumpers.
They're so ugly.
I know, right? They're very
nice. The green ones are nice. I don't know, the girls' school got pink ones.
Yeah, I know.
That's just...
They have actual t-shirts so that same Mercy Free followers on them. What? Like, under those.
Of course they do. They have a domain name bought and everything.
Really?
Oh my God. They try too hard.
They try too hard,
exactly. And we're just here, like, getting exactly the same free stuff that they are. When all we are, we're just the prank team.
We're here to give you a surprise!
We're here to get free food! Yeah. Day off school!
We just turn up to get the free food.
Free food!
We just turn up and they go, "Where's your can sound?" "Ah, we didn't finish it." "Where's the free food?"
"Where's the pizza?"
"A can of Coke."
Yeah.
You know who I want to bang? Jennifer Lawrence. Everyone does, John.
No, not everyone. I don't.
She might have herpes. Girl.
Oh, well, that's not likely, but... You do a lot better than Jennifer Lawrence.
Who?
Oh. That's more like it.
Does she know? Yeah. I like her.
Who would you make?
Do you know who Mila Kunis is, Pablo? She's in Ted, and she's in...
I was talking Girls Only, sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's like a no. If you were forced to have do it with a woman, which woman would you do it with?
I'm blowing the sky. It was blue. Huh?
We're back. And we're in a field full of muck.
Almost three times a year.
My buddy Kian's here.
Cleveland.
He's singing.
Got all Cleveland town down.
We shouldn't act like that's strange because that makes us sound like really boring people.
Sorry.
I said if I act as if you singing is something interesting or strange, it makes me sound like a very, very boring person.
Yeah, like Mike.
Yes, exactly. Like when Mike goes, whenever he sees anyone doing anything kind of slightly eccentric. Speaking of which, where is... Look, there's a new helicopter. There's a helicopter, so yeah. Where is Michael? I haven't seen Michael all day. I'm hungry. I want free food. Look, Ian, did you know that there was a gale school there?
I don't know.
Neither did I. Is that where James went?
Generally, hell takes place. Nightmare of hell.
Come over here. I don't want to feel like I'm talking to myself. There's a little helicopter flying over our heads.
A
parachute attached to it. Basically,
this is
in less than 60 seconds, this parachute is going to be let off from the helicopter, and a little can with satellite is going to
take Johnny.
He watches so little.
Kian, come back here. To be together when the parachute falls. It's going to be beautiful.
You should get everyone on TY to be on the show.
No. On our podcast, Pablo's been on before. Hey, Pablo.
Look, parachute. Kian.
Here it goes. Wait for it. Boom.
Woo!
I can't see it.
It's down there, Kian. It's on the floor, Kian. The guy's right.
I can't see it.
You're joking now.
I can't. I never saw it.
We should do a lot.
hearing his kid watch.
You lie.
No, I don't lie. I'm.
You lie.
I'm not honest, man.
You lie.
Yeah, you should get everyone to be on the podcast.
No, why wouldn't they be? Most people have been already.
We'll get them to all be on that.
I don't want them to be. We'll do it later.
Walk into the group. We get them to all.
No,
the same
no,
world,
we
same
won't.
Time,
oh, it's round six.
Jesus, someone's gonna fall into the mud now, and it's not gonna be me. Someone's gonna slip and fall, and it's not gonna be Lucy. Okay.
For your appreciation of my...
For your information, this is one of those rare episodes of the podcast that actually features female voices.
Oh, no!
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 No! Balloon rights, no!
Balloon murder! Yeah. It's balloon murder.
Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now. Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now. Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now.
Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now.
Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now.
It's the 60s again.
Civil rights or civil
war? Gay rights now. The end. The helicopter with the eagle has almost landed. Wait for us. Wait, three. Wait, five. Five. This is really close, actually. We're really close to it. Wait. And touchdown. The eagle has landed. Am I homophobe?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not a homophobe.
Lucian's a casual everything, but a non-casual nothing. So like he's completely unracist, completely unhomophobic when his thinking.
I'm a non-casual dog hater.
Well no, that has to be casual.
Space Invaders team, report for duty. Space Invaders team, report for duty.
Civil rights or civil war?
That's now. Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now. Keen, we're not the Space Invaders. Where are you going?
All right.
We're the BA plus NA
civil
squares.
Rights or civil war, gay rights now. Civil war, gay rights now.
Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now. Civil rights or civil war? Gay rights now.
Yay!
Are you enjoying the day, David?
So, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Soviet.
It's a wonderful day. So warm and sunny, and we're standing out here in the warm and the sun and these really cool...
Oh, remember the
Keen, you took your disgusting shirt off.
Uh-huh.
When did you do that?
Because I'm a chemophone back here.
But I was only wearing one because you were too. When did you take it off?
When you were in my presence.
So Johnny and me are like the only people on our team who are wearing these ridiculous, ugly things. It's so uncomfortable.
Look at
the fluffy sleeves. Fluffy, fluffy, fluffy. I guess it is kind of warm. Fluffy, fluffy, fluffy. Mm. It's covered in chemicals. If I rub this against your face, you're going to break out in a rash. Oh, fuck it. It's raining. It's raining now.
No, you're joking.
Lucian out. Do we have our entrance music? No, Johnny obviously gave up on that idea. Okay, so Keen. So Keen's going to the front. Johnny, you come. Well, how about I do that and you come here? I do that and you come here. Yeah, because you're going to talk a bit. Because you're going to have to answer the questions. So Keen, guys, come up here. Come up behind me. Just come up around me. Shane, you come up here. Okay. How does it look? The colors are a bit off. It looks fine.
Finally got Keen to do this.
There are very few people here. Okay. Keen, start talking. No, he's made a joke. Okay.
So this is Team BA plus NA squared. It's meant to be read as banana, but everyone seems to be calling it BA plus NA squared. That's what we'll call it.
Our school being so that was the episode 102. We did not actually win the competition that you heard us entering, but who cares, because it was bullshit anyway.
Sounds like the words of our...
I'm a...
David! Who's Michael Collins?
Who's Michael Collins?
Who said he's a singer?
Michael Collins. Michael Collins. Paulina said Michael Collins is a singer.
No, she's not Irish, is she?
I think we're going to be getting on our airplane again in a minute.
So we're excited for that.
What do you mean it's a bus?
It's an airplane, Pablo.
It's a bus.
No, it's an airplane. Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth. We're saying that our team was missing our resident Central American.
Oh.
James wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. I thought for a second there you're talking about.
Well, no, we're saying the other teams all seem to have, like, a resident Central American. You or the other guy.
Please, I'm not like others. Okay, I'm different.
You're a unique Central American. Yeah. Diana came the other way. Is that Diana? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? All right. That's been episode 102 of this podcast. Thank you. We'll be back next week.
Do you have to talk like that?
Yeah. JimmyandLuke.info is our website. Social networks are there. Goodbye.